Welcome to Saving You is Killing Me, Loving Someone with an Addiction podcast. Loving someone with an addiction is a life of chaos. This podcast is to help you take back your power and build strength, hope, and restore peace in your life. We use the science and art of positive psychology, professionals in their field, along with personal stories of hope, resilience, and strength. We hope you can discover how the courage to focus on you can help put your life back together. When you are in a place of exhaustion, hopelessness, and emptiness, we are a community that knows all too well the turmoil that comes from loving someone with an addiction. We are here to help you compassionately struggle well. Hey there, Andrea Seidel here. I'm the author of the book series, Saving You is Killing Me, Loving Someone with an Addiction. And today is a Saving Me One Day at a Time episode. I just thought every now and then I would just pop on here and give you a Saving Me episode because let's face it, sometimes we feel like we are drowning, like we are in quicksand on a roller coaster, and we just need a little dose of just some resilience and optimism and hope. And so that's what this is all about. So I just wanted to come here to wrap you in love and talk to you about a wonderful thing. Dear stress, I'm breaking up with you. I think that's funny. So that's from Kaylee Hansen. It's a quote and it is so good. So the theme from March 11th in the book is see the world in a fresh way. So seeing the world in a fresh way. So the message for this day that can help you today, whenever you're listening to this podcast episode, is all about embracing new experiences and opportunities that come your way. So instead of waiting for life to just happen to you and for you, it's all about taking initiative to seek out new adventures, to create these positive changes in your life. So the idea here is to let go of older patterns or worries or fears that might be holding you back. Now, I know it's easier said than done, but what you can do is shift your perspective and start expecting good things to come your way and shifting our perspective and our focus onto positive aspects of any given situation and to cultivate this mindset of optimism and hope and looking at ways that we can release negative thoughts that might be bubbling up and replacing them with more positive ones, ones that feel better, a better feeling thought. So challenge is going to come all around you, especially in the face of addiction. And so what we want to do is take opportunities where we can challenge ourselves to step out of our comfort zone and go see the world in fresh eyes. So that could be taking new routes home or going to a different yoga class or a different yoga studio or just doing some different things. So the question you might want to ask yourself is, how can I open myself up to new experiences and opportunities, right? How am I holding on to old patterns that are no longer serving me? And also, how can I shift my mindset from negative to positive? Now, I hate using the words necessarily negative and positive because there's so many other, like it's like linear, it's like a spectrum. And so what you want to do is shift your mindset to a place of exploration and freshness and abundance. And where is the good? So looking for the good and what is really making you feel great is a wonderful way to kind of look at your life. And so some affirmations, and this is from the book, Saving Me One Day at a Time, Finding Light Amidst the Shadows of Addiction. The affirmation is, I embrace new beginnings and opportunities. I see the world with a fresh perspective. Positive changes are unfolding in my life, and I have the power to choose my thoughts and create a positive outlook. So one of the things we can do is to see the world in fresh eyes. Pretend we're putting on those rose-colored glasses and looking for new experiences and opportunities that might come your way. So instead of waiting for life to happen and kind of feeling stuck, what we can do is just get out into life and seek out new possibilities, seek out new adventures for ourselves and create some positive changes perhaps in our life or new opportunities. And I think that this is so powerful and often just such a simple thing we can do to really take our power back, right? So if you're ever feeling like, you know, life is just sort of passing by and you're in the same routine, it's natural to fall into that pattern, right? So give yourself some permission there and recognition that that happens, right? But sometimes these patterns and monotony can hold us back from experiencing what life has to offer. So today's message is gently, just a gentle nudge rather, to really help you break from those old habits or older patterns and look for new experiences. Like, look for them with open arms. And this can help us, right? It can help us in so many ways and just, you know, like looking at life through a different perspective, a new lens, and as like opportunities. And instead of waiting for those opportunities to come, you know, hello, knocking on our door, it's all about taking this initiative to seek out possibilities, to seek out opportunities. And that could be like trying a new hobby or exploring a different part of town or meeting new people, right? This is all about each new experience in our life. It really does add to our lives in ways that can be really unexpected. And science has confirmed this too. And this is the idea of novelty. And it can really help us get out of a rut. And it can help us in so many ways, especially when we are pulled into the quicksand of addiction. Is so important for us to, you know, just like the quote says, like just to bid farewell to stress and worries and kind of, what possibilities are here? Like, what's weighing me down? Like, is it time to say, you know, goodbye to the familiar and the, you know, and say hello to some things that maybe, like it's the unknown, but it can create some sort of growth and excitement and transformation in your life, right? So this is so neat. It's part of the journey of self-discovery, right? How can you open yourself up to new experiences today? And how can you look for new opportunities for yourself? And also notice if there's any place that maybe fear might be holding you back from stepping out of your normalcy or comfort zone and just shifting that mindset, right? To look at things not from limitation, but look at things in terms of possibilities. So I encourage you to affirm to yourself, like, I am ready to embrace new opportunities and welcome positive changes in my life. Each new day has this opportunity for exploration and investigation. And I hope that this is just so uplifting for you that you have the power to kind of add some spark and spice to your life and add to your joy. And so just remember that beauty of life is, you know, out there. It's maybe unpredictable. We don't know where we're going, but embracing these kind of twists and turns and looking at life from this lens can be actually exciting. And it can actually open us up, our heart and our minds, to things in the world from a fresh new light. So that's basically the message for today and for, it was basically March 11th from the book Saving Me One Day at a Time. And I'm just going to come on here every now and then and just elaborate on some of the messages from that book, because let's face it, sometimes we just need that support. It's, you know, we're going to have ups and downs. And so sometimes we just need a little motivation. So today's all about, how can we see the world in a fresh way? And one of the ways we can do that is by embracing new experiences and looking for opportunities in these new adventures and maybe looking at life in a way that moves us out of old patterns and maybe moves us away from fear and stress and worry to a place of, that's fun, or like that's adventurous, or that's, you know, it can really help us step out of what could be really pulling us down. So I hope that was helpful. This is one of the first ones I'm going to share on here, but I think I'll do more of these because I know that it can be really helpful. And trust me, when I was writing this pocketbook, like there's only so many words that can fit on those pages. So it was so hard for me to concise it down. So this way we get a little bit more support in ways that we can really tap into our courage and our resilience and our strength. So that's it for today. I'm wrapping you with love and hugs, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. If you want additional support, you can head on over to our website at savingyouiskillingme.com, where we have a wonderful, supportive, compassionate community. We are here for you. You are not alone. We also have a private Facebook group and Instagram feed called Saving You Is Killing Me, Loving Someone with an Addiction. Be sure to subscribe here so you get the latest episodes. And, of course, share this with your community and your support groups or anyone that's going through this struggle so we can all work together to take our lives back and restore joy. Thank you so much for joining me, not only today, but week after week. Although I wish we were meeting under different circumstances, I'm so grateful that I get to show up for you and share these episodes so that we can go on this journey together. Until next week, sending hugs.